Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Barry White. It's Friday, May 8th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They were firing at us, and we were firing back at them. And our firepower was a hell of a lot stronger than theirs.
Iran's accused the US of breaching a ceasefire, and pressure mounts on UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer as Labour faces huge losses in UK local elections. But first, this morning. Iran's accused the US of breaching a ceasefire after it launched strikes yesterday. President Trump says there were a defensive action after three US Navy destroyers came under fire in the Strait of Hormuz. He insisted the pause in fighting is still in place and told reporters what happened.
People weren't hurt, but they were firing at us, and we were firing back at them. And our firepower was a hell of a lot stronger than theirs, and they knocked the hell out of them. They took down a lot of small boats. You know, we call them small boats or fast boats. They're both small and they're fast.
Some Tenerife residents say they're nervous ahead of passengers arriving this weekend from a virus-hit cruise ship. The World Health Organization says the wider public health threat from the hantavirus outbreak on board remains low, and it's not the same as the COVID pandemic. There are five confirmed cases on the vessel, and three people have died while a third is critically ill. Work started on a vaccine for the rat-borne disease 2 years ago. Dr. Asel Sardbiva is one of the researchers.
There isn't really an effective vaccine against these diseases. We know that every year about 200,000 cases happen around the world. So it's a very debilitating disease which needs a vaccine for prevention.
A new Irish Times and TG Cahir opinion poll suggests the Galway West by-election race is too close to call. The survey suggests strong voter dissatisfaction with the government's handling of the fuel crisis. However, Fine Gael's Sean Kine leads on 17%, just ahead of Independent Ireland candidate Noel Thomas on 16%. Labour's Helen Ogbu is polling strongly among left-leaning voters and could benefit from transfers as the count progresses. Pat Leahy, Irish Times political correspondent, says transfers will be crucial with Sean Kine edging it.
When we asked about second preferences, he was on 15%. Noel Thomas, who's just behind him on first preferences, is back down on 7% for second preferences. But Helen Ogbu of the Labour Party is also strong on transfers at 11%.
A bike shed for University Hospital Kerry, costing €127,000, has been defended. Sinn Féin Kerry TD Pat Daly says staff had asked for it, and it was felt it was necessary to attract people into the hospital. That's despite his party colleague TD Pierce Doherty yesterday slamming the huge money spent on the bike shed when it could have cost only €6,000. Deputy Daly says the costs mounted up.
There was other options available, and the groundworks did cost a lot of money, €40,000. The VAT was €13,000, and the CCTV electrical security works cost another €16,000. The actual steel works and the bike rack itself cost in the region of €56,000. So it's important to remember that.
In the UK, Labour's lost control of five local councils in England after being defeated in swathes of seats to Reform UK. Keir Starmer's party no longer has majorities in Hartlepool, Redditch, Tamworth, Exeter and Tameside. It's also seen early losses to the Greens, who expect more defeats to them in councils which start counting later this morning. The Conservatives have also lost dozens of seats to Nigel Farage's party, though haven't given up control of any councils yet. It's been a good night so far for the Liberal Democrats, who have gained control in Stockport and Portsmouth, and they've also gained more seats this morning. The results of the Scottish and Welsh Parliament elections will be announced later today. No new wind farms have been approved in the first 3 months of this year here. That's down from seven projects given the go-ahead by An Cuaisean Pleanála during the same time last year. Wind Energy Ireland says nine projects have been waiting over a year for a decision. Its CEO, Noel Cunniff, is concerned wind energy is being sidelined.
I think it's been a very frustrating start to the year with no new wind farms approved in the first quarter of 2026. We're seeing a growing backlog there with nearly 1,000 megawatts of projects waiting for a decision for over a year now. There's currently 40 projects in the planning system, and each of these projects is an opportunity to strengthen Ireland's energy security.
Almost 4 in 10 workers here are currently looking for a new job, according to new research from HR company SD Works. It's found many employees feel undervalued, with more than 1 in 5 saying their talents are not being fully used at work. Almost half say they receive no training or learning opportunities from their employer. Eimear Byrne, Managing Director of SD Works, says employers must act on the needs of staff.
They're very hungry and motivated workforce is what we've seen, that 73% want to be able to learn and grow and develop in their roles. Maybe a worrying statistic at the start that, you know, there's 2 in 5 are looking to move jobs, but all of these challenges, I suppose, are solvable within their existing company. So it's up to employers to take action.
The beloved environmentalist David Attenborough is celebrating a special milestone today. He's been described in the UK as a true national treasure, and the live event will be held at the Royal Albert Hall in London later, marking the occasion of his 100th birthday. He says he's been struck by the number of birthday wishes.
I had rather thought that I would celebrate my 100th birthday quietly, but it seems that many of you have had other ideas. I've been completely overwhelmed by birthday greetings.
Kneecap could be set to make history today with the first ever Irish language album to top the UK album charts. Their new album, Fenian, currently leads the way in the race for this week's official number one album. The official charts company said there are less than 3,000 units separating third place from the top spot. Mel C is also fighting for her first solo number one album, while Michael Jackson's Essential compilation, first released in 2005, is also in the mix for the number one spot. That album chart will be announced later this afternoon. And in sports, Aston Villa are a step closer to winning their first major trophy in 30 years after thrashing Nottingham Forest to reach the Europa League final. A 4-0 second leg win at Villa Park took Unai Emery's side through 4-1 on aggregate. Emery says home advantage proved vital.
The second leg here, with the possibility to get a final, was the only moment we have had here. We were so motivated, we were excited.
Villa will play German side Freiburg in the final later this month in Istanbul. Elsewhere, Crystal Palace have secured a spot in this year's Conference League final. Ole Glasner's side beat Shakhtar Donetsk 5-2 in aggregate to make the decider. They'll face Spanish side Rayo Vallecano in the final.